Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Dori Shafrir.
Well, hi, Dori. I'm Kate Spencer.
Well, hello. Did you know that we are not experts?
I did, but I also know that we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums, which is what we're here to do.
We are. And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
Indeed, we do. And we also just like to remind you that we're not experts. We're podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you want to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And, you know, I just want to take a minute to say, like, thanks for going along with this podcast ride with us during this quarantine.
Yeah.
We're glad you're here. I don't know. Just thinking about that. Like, sometimes I marvel at the fact that there are people hearing this. I know I talk about this like once every three episodes where I'm like, we have listeners, but it's so cool. And it's been just ups and downs. And I feel grateful that like there are people going along for the ride with us.
Totally. It's nice to know you're all
including
out there.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Like, I imagine if we did not make this podcast, I would feel much more alone and isolated. And so I really appreciate it.
I agree.
How's it going over there?
You know, Kat.
I've never called you that. Feels weird.
It's going okay. I realize I'm getting into this mode, I think, especially now that I'm so focused on working on my book, that like I'll be like, oh, it's the late afternoon and I have not even been outside today, you know? So today I was like, okay, I must go on a walk. Like, I forced myself to go on a walk just to be able to be outside. And it was really nice out today. But yeah, the hours just like slip away.
Time feels so meaningless.
It really, really does.
Are you still like motivated to put on regular clothes every day?
So the answer to that is no. However, I did put on regular clothes yesterday, which is like a day when we recorded a lot of podcast stuff. Even though we weren't going to see each other, I put on regular clothes and I even spritzed on some perfume, actually.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Who is this?
I know. I meant to tell you. I forgot to tell you. I'm telling you now.
So we were like recording an interview and podcasting away. Yep. And you were like dressed and scented the whole time.
I was. I mean, I was wearing linen overalls. Like, I wasn't in like biz cash, but I was in clothes.
Put on your slim fit khakis and like just a sensible blazer.
Yeah, and my Tory Burch flats. No, I did not do that. But I was not in leggings or, you know, pajamas as I am right now. I'm in my pajamas.
Yeah, I'm in leggings.
So the answer to your question is not usually.
I've been thinking about that lately, because I feel like Busy Phillips went on like a big, like was a big advocate. And, you know, like, look, I follow along with Busy Phillips' life very actively.
Busy Phillips, soon to be podcaster.
I'm so excited. I know. I think with Casey, yes. One of our past amazing guests, yes. I think that's going to be a great, one of her writers, Shantira, mm-hmm. I think is her name.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I'm excited for that podcast. Maybe Busy can talk more about this, because she was like a big advocate of getting dressed in quote unquote real clothes every
day. I mean,
day.
Look, Kate, I too am an advocate for getting dressed in real clothes every day. Do I do it? No. But I think it's a good idea.
I mean, look, yeah, we don't practice what we preach here.
I will say I did acquire some like comfy non athleisure clothes, like the linen overalls. I have a pair of soft cotton drawstring pants from Lou and Gray that I wear quite often. I wear them today, actually. So I'm kind of walking back my statement. I have like pandemic clothes that are just like cozy, comfy clothes, but they're not leggings. I will also say I stopped wearing underwire bras. I have like two bralettes that I rotate.
Okay, so I think this brings us to kind of a new genre, which is your pandemic wardrobe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, because my pandemic wardrobe is when it's not like leggings and like pajamas and like super like sweat type things. Yep. It is these short universal thread shorts I bought at Target last year. Mm-hmm. Some sort of like tanky toppy thing. Mm-hmm. I guess you could also just call that a tanky toppy thing. And a tanky toppy thing.
Jesus Christ.
But you know, like sometimes it's a loose shirt. Sometimes yes. It's a tank. Yes. Sometimes yes. It's a tanky yes. toppy. And then like always Birkenstocks.
Okay. Okay.
And that's it. It's just, I have these three pairs of shorts I rotate through. Like there's definitely a pandemic wardrobe. And I would be curious if people have bought clothes specifically for pandemic living. Like, remember we were all buying sweatsuits in March?
Yes. Okay. So to answer your question, yes. I posted about these on my Instagram, and I've mentioned them on the show before, but I now own two pairs of the Target Universal Thread linen blend overalls. I love these overalls. I'm obsessed with them. I think everyone should buy them. They're amazing. So I wear those a lot. I also have a pair of linen blend universal thread shorts that have a very wide elastic waistband.
Same with my universal thread shorts.
Extremely comfortable.
Yes.
So I wear those. I have the pair of Lou and Gray pants that I wear. And I'm trying to remember the actual name. I mean, we'll link to them in the show notes. But they're very comfortable. And then for shirts. Okay. So in my postpartum days, I've referenced this several times. You encourage me to buy, clothes that actually fit me. Yes. And so one of the things I bought were these t-shirts from Old Navy. They are a linen blend, like Henley. So they're short sleeve. They're loose fitting.
I always see you in these.
I love these.
Like on Zooms. I know what you're talking
about. I love
about.
These shirts. They have buttons. They have like four or five buttons. And so I bought a bunch postpartum, and then I bought a few more this year. Because they're just so great. Oh, okay. So I found the pants that I have from Lou and Gray. They're called triple cloth joggers. And I have them in dark ginger. Now,
ooh, that sounds like a pretty color.
Unfortunately, it looks like they are mostly sold out. But Anyway, those are the...
Come on. Now I'm looking on their website.
Anyway.
Oh, these look so comfy.
They're very comfy.
These are cool.
Yeah. I do have... So that's kind of what I wear in rotation if I'm not in leggings. A lot of linen blend.
Well, I mean, but this is kind of like, I feel like maybe we've found kind of this, like we're inhabiting this medium space where it's like pajama, you know, I know athleisure is the term, but I think it's different than that. I feel like it's like we're kind of getting dressed. I don't know. There's some sort of space between.
I think it's comfy, cozy clothes.
Yes, it's just, I guess because it's summer, that's a little bit harder to execute than like my sweatsuits of the winter. Yep, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like,
I do.
What is the sweatsuit of the summer?
I think it's my linen overalls.
I need to buy a pair of these. I don't own them yet.
I mean, get on that train.
I'm going to. Choo-choo. I'm going to climb up. I will get on that. And I will recommend the Universal Thread Women's Mid-Rise Tie Front Utility Shorts at Target for $19.99. I'll give it the old link because this is what these are my like sweatsuit shorts.
Okay, so.
But they look, I think they're nice looking. They look nice.
So I also have these shorts, but I have a different pair of shorts that do not have a drawstring.
Oh, I like that. I like drawstring.
I'm trying to find them, and I find them to be more comfortable than the ones with the drawstring.
Mm, okay.
Real talk. So, just as a point of information. Oh, yes, here they are. Yours were the women's mid-rise tie front utility shorts?
Yes, okay. I believe so.
So mine are the women's high-rise pull-on shorts.
I have that page open because I've been Googling, and okay, so I might order myself a pair tonight.
These are extremely comfortable shorts.
Okay. But I will say, Dory, what I am in the market for is a tanky toppy. So if somebody has recommendations for shirts, so you recommend those Henleys. I'm going to look into those.
I'm not a big tanky toppy wearer.
I know, you know, I feel like I need to transition out of the tank top. It feels like it just doesn't work for me anymore. My boobs just feel too big or something.
Well, I don't know. Part of the reason I don't love a tanky toppy is when I go outside, I feel very exposed. Like
to the rays.
Yeah, sunscreen wise. And so it's like if I go outside in a tank top, I have to apply sunscreen on so many areas of my body that it's just like easier to wear a t-shirt where at least like the top of my shoulders and my back is kind of covered. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I do. I just hate the feeling of sweating in my armpits in the summer. I don't. Mm. But again, I'm not leaving the house much. So
exactly. Let him sweat.
What does it matter? I mean, that's why I'm literally in leggings and a sports bra right now as we record this.
Well, there you go.
Well, look, I wasn't planning on talking about pandemic wardrobes, but I'm glad we did.
But look, we just go where the conversation takes us.
We do. We go with the flow. I will give a little spoiler alert. I did purchase the Acure Dry Shampoo that we discussed on a recent episode.
Yes, and?
And I used it last night, and I slept with it, like listeners said, and I liked
okay.
it. I did exactly what everyone told me to do, but I will, let's say I'll do more experimenting, and I will update, you know, in a couple weeks.
Okay. That's fair.
But I will say the one thing to note though is that you have to kind of like dump it on your head. And whereas the chlorine, you kind of like squeeze the bottle and puff it onto your head.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you know what? This is my second powdered dry shampoo and I like it. So thank you all you Acure heads out there.
All right. Well, should we take a short break?
Yes. Okay. And then we will come back and hear from some listeners.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Nice. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
All right, we're back with a voicemail.
Hi, folks. So I have a question for you. My name is Robin. I live in the Florida Keys, the rural part of the Florida Keys, not Key West, and I am 41 years old. I never have really, beyond washing my face with whatever I kind of had, which I always try to get like gentle facial cleanser and stuff and using sunscreen every day. Beyond that, I've never really been much into skincare, just not knowing where to start. And I listened to your podcast. I've come here by way of Matt and Dory's Excellent Adventure. I listen to Forever 35 every once in a while, so you guys have a good interview or just to check in on your lives because I find it interesting. And I hear everyone talking so passionately about all these things, and I'm just like, I'm mildly interested in getting into it, but it's just I get overwhelmed because of all the choices. So I have a challenge to ask for maybe you guys to help me come up with a starter kit. Like I said, I live in the Florida Keys, but the rural part, I'm not near any stores. There's like a 1980s era Kmart near me. That's it. So everything has to come by way of shipping. Unfortunately, Amazon. Sun protection is really important. I grew up a self-affirmed 80s, 90s tomboy, so not looking for overly complicated, but I do want to take care of myself. So any help is appreciated. And also just so... again, kind of realign myself. I have a pair of 10.5-year-old boy-girl science kids, which it's insane to be raising children at this time, but here we are. So anyway, thanks for the advice and hope to hear from you soon. Bye.
I love her honesty. She's like, I don't listen to you guys all the time.
It's fine with me.
Yeah, totally.
I don't mind.
Well, Kate, you had some suggestions for her.
Yes, and I will say that I went deep and I made sure this was stuff that you could probably buy at Kmart. I was on Kmart's website. I was doing some research. Here is where I went with. I went with CeraVe.
Okay.
Because you can get CeraVe. That is a drugstore brand. It is a very common line. It is a good quality, highly recommended product line. I have liked everything I've tried by CeraVe. Yep. I don't know if you can get it at your Kmart in the rural Florida Keys, but I know I saw you could get it on their website. I'm guessing you can, and you can order it from Target, which is where I am going to link you to with these products. So I went with CeraVe. The price point's great. I think they're good products.
Caroline Hirons loves CeraVe.
And I'm kind of at the point where I'm like, if Caroline Hirons told me to use CeraVe, that's what I'm going to do.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
I kind of want to do whatever she says.
Agreed.
So I would, you know, you didn't mention what your skin type is. I gravitate towards hydrating products, but you also live in a humid climate. Although the Keys, you might be less humid than like mainland Florida.
I feel like it's probably still pretty humid.
You know, I traveled the Florida Keys once. It was delightful.
Oh, maybe it's not humid.
Drove through every single one. They're beautiful. So CeraVe has a hydrating facial cleanser. That's what I'm going to link to, but they also make a lighter cleanser, which you could look at. Then I threw in a serum. They have a vitamin C with a hyaluronic acid. So it would be kind of like a brightening, moisturizing, hydrating serum.
Okay.
So I threw that in there if you wanted to use it.
Yes. I just looked up the weather in the Florida Keys.
What is it, like thunderstorms?
Yes,
in 90?
It's very humid. It's very humid and there's thunderstorms for the next like 5 days.
Oh, God.
So, yes, there is humidity there.
Okay, so it's hot. So, again, you might want to adjust these suggestions based on what your skin needs. If you want a serum in the morning, grab the serum. Then get one moisturizer you can use morning and night. You don't need two.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I picked their moisturizing lotion for normal to dry skin, but they also have one for normal to oily, so you could grab that.
Mm-hmm.
And then get a sunscreen.
Yep.
CeraVe makes a mineral sunscreen for face, so you put that on in the morning. You're done. That's it.
I would add maybe one thing. Maybe like a Pixi Glow Tonic.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yes. I mean, you know, look, I could go on.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
You could add stuff
to this. Yes. Yeah. But she did ask for a super basic skincare routine.
But a nice exfoliant.
Yeah.
Use that Pixi Glow Tonic like once or twice a week at night.
It's very, it's very clarifying.
Mm. And if you wanted a mist, because look, it's hot where you are. I think the Heritage Store Rosewater Mist, I get the one with glycerin. It's like the most basic rosewater spray. I love it.
Mm. Great suggestion.
Splash. But also Thayer makes a nice rose toner. Hold on, let me make sure I get this right, because this is another thing you could definitely order from Target. Yes, they have an alcohol-free witch hazel facial toner rose petal, which is very nice. That's Thayer's. Also, you can get that at Walgreens. Like that should be an easy online order, I would assume. So I like that as well as if you wanted to add a toner. But I think this is it for basic needs. So.
Great.
That would be my guess. That's my guess. That's what I think.
Great suggestions.
Thank you, Dory. Thank you so
you
much.
You are welcome. All right. We have another skincare related voicemail.
Hey, Kate and Dory. It's Abby in Chicago. Just wanted to add to your oils discussion that the Trader Joe's rose hip oil is no slouch. I once had a facialist tell me that rose hip and rose were both very good for my complexion, everything about my skin. So when I saw that they had one, I was like, $4.99 or whatever it is, let me go. And it's great. I use it pretty consistently. I have no idea when they have it or if they have it now. I know they have the rose water toner in right now. That makes me think maybe they do, but I haven't looked because I have a ton of it. Anyway, don't ever forget Trader Joe's, y'all. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Good reminder. Don't ever forget Trader Joe's, y'all.
I mean, truly, have more honest words ever been spoken?
Literally, no.
No. Yeah. And while you're there, get their pickle popcorn. It's so good.
Wow.
That sounds
gross.
Oh, it's so. You don't like pickle flavor? That's not your thing?
I love pickle flavor.
Ugh.
It wouldn't be my first
choice.
You're
like me. popcorn is. It's like full on dill.
Oh, party. Yeah. No. Dill garlic. I hate dill.
Not for you.
I hate dill. Little known fact. I hate dill.
More than you hate olives or around the same?
No. I can tolerate dill, like, you know, a nice like chicken soup with some dill in it. Sure. But don't start throwing copious amounts of dill in whatever you're serving me. Okay.
Okay. I won't dill
it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, all right, let's read this email and then we'll take another break. This listener writes, "Dear Kate and Dory, I have a problem. I can't seem to stop losing weight. I went to the doctor back in February and the nurse noted that I had lost a lot of weight since my last visit. When she asked if I had lost weight intentionally, I said no. I ended up getting a CAT scan on the advice of my daughter. While the CT turned out normal, my weight has continued to drop until now. My doctor wants me to go back for a colonoscopy, but the preparation and planning involved makes me skittish. I live with my mom, who sees no issues with this weight loss so far, and I'm worried that people don't generally think it's a bad thing to mysteriously drop 25 pounds in 5 months. I don't know what to do, but I do know that I would love to hear your thoughts on this."
Okay, my thoughts on this are to have the colonoscopy.
Dory, that is also my thought.
Great. I'm glad we're in agreement.
Yeah. I mean, again, as we say at the beginning of each episode, we're not doctors.
No, we are not.
But I would trust your doctor in this situation. You could always get a second opinion if you wanted more information. But Dory, have you ever had a colonoscopy?
No, I have not.
I have not either. I have helped a person through one. And you're right. It is a lot. And I understand why it makes you feel skittish, listener. But I think in this situation, it is better to know and get it checked out and go through that process just to make sure everything's working okay.
Strong agree.
Yeah.
So
strong agree.
Strong
over here.
Agree. Yeah.
I think we don't even need a long answer. Go get the colonoscopy.
Yep.
Yep. Do it. And we wish you well and we hope everything is okay.
Yep. 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 All right. We're going to take a short break.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right, we're back. Kate, I feel like you left a good pun on the table when I was talking about dill.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Dill rhymes with chill, like take a dill pill?
Oh, that's not bad, but I was thinking, like, look, it's no big dill.
Oh my God, Dory.
Okay, I'm sorry.
My brain does not work in puns. Do you know, like, I think your brain does. Like, this is why you are so good at thinking up episode titles.
Mm.
Listeners, you might not know this, but, like, the best episode titles are always Dory's idea.
Oh,
and she comes
thanks.
Up with them in, like, 2 seconds, whereas my episode titles would be like the episode with Samantha Irby. Like, I would have nothing would be funny.
I mean, anyway. Is it a blessing or a curse? The jury's out.
Well, look, it's a blessing when it comes to the fact that you're a podcast host and we have to title 3 episodes a week. So
that's true. We should have just gone with the naming convention of like episode one, the end.
I know.
Oh, well.
Whoops. 2.5 years in, we're stuck.
All right. Next email. Should I read this?
Please take this
okay.
one.
Okay. I need your help with my venomously stinky armpits. I feel like I've tried everything under the sun. I use natural deodorant and I'm beginning to think it just can't cut through my stank. My armpits smell like a teenage boy as soon as I get out of the shower. I've tried all the big name natural deodorants, as well as locally made natural deodorants, crystal deodorant, etc. I've tried exfoliating my armpits and using a mud mask on them. I'm curious if anyone has reached out with any smelly armpit weapons that I'm unaware of. I've also begun to wonder if it could be caused by something I'm eating or a food intolerance of some kind, because I have a lot of food issues that cause symptoms that most people would not expect to be related to an allergy or intolerance. Help. So natural deodorant is not going to stop you from sweating. It will just,
no, it's just a scent.
It will just mask the scent. And it sounds like it is no match for your, as you say, venomously stinky armpits. Kate, I was going to suggest your second suggestion here, which I too have not tried, but as you say, you know, people who swear by Stridexing their pits. Like, people say that putting an acid like Stridex on your pits, or even Pixie Glow Tonic, helps.
Yeah.
So that could be,
you could definitely try that.
That could be something to try.
The listener mentioned, like, is food affecting it? I do know that alcohol can affect body odor.
Oh, interesting.
Or not hydrating. So, I mean, you could certainly explore, like, things that are going into your body that might be the cause of it. I don't know if this is a new phenomenon coming out of your armpits, or if it's something that's been happening for a while, but you could certainly, like, you know, play around with, like, what if I drank 30 more ounces of water a day? Would that help? Or what if I didn't drink alcohol for 2 weeks? I don't know. But I also just wanted to say, it's okay to try antiperspirant.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. Antiperspirant, I think, you know, there was a swift movement for everyone to switch to non-antiperspirant and just deodorant, based on studies that insinuated that the aluminum and antiperspirant could clog your pores, and that too much aluminum in the body. There was, like, one study that maybe showed a link to health problems, right? Including, but not exclusively, cancer. And I believe, based on my own reading, that that has been debunked. Now, look, I don't know why you don't use antiperspirant. I don't want to cause controversy, but I think it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And go for it. And I will include a couple links to articles about the debate on whether or not antiperspirant is safe. And everything that I have read recently says that yes, it is. And I would say, like, why not?
Another thing I would suggest is maybe talking to a dermatologist.
Can't you Botox?
And I was just going to say, you can Botox. People do Botox their armpits to stop sweating. So that is a thing that you can do.
You know, and you know, the fourth thing that you can do, embrace it and just, like, love the smell.
I think that is easier said than done. To be honest, like, I think that is, like, yes, ideal, but I think that is tough, especially if we are interacting with other people.
That is fair. I just don't want you to feel bad about.
No, of course not. I just don't want her to feel bad for not feeling okay with it. Does that make sense?
It does, and I think you are totally right.
All right. Okay.
Anyway, you know what? Keep us posted, though.
Yeah.
And hey, anyone else who's had, quote, venomously stinky armpits, hit us up.
Hit us up. All right. Should we listen to this last voicemail?
Yes, please.
Okay. Hey, Kat and Dor. This is Megan, and I was just listening to your podcast with Ada from Skill Crush. And in the beginning, you talked, Kate, about how you're mad about all of this whole situation and the pandemic. And I share your anger. I have two kids who probably won't be going back to school in the fall, and I feel really sad for them. And I was just wondering, like, what, besides missing, what you are doing to help with that anger. It's just sometimes it gets a lot, you know, when you're with your kids day in, day out, reading the news. Just if you guys could share some stuff you're doing to help with that anger, that would be awesome. Thank you so much. Love the pod. Bye.
A great question. How are you dealing with your anger, Kate?
I think I'm just letting myself be angry and not trying to make it go away. A couple things I'm doing is I'm still seeing my therapist with video. I find that physical exertion helps. Last night, like you, Dora, I went for a really long walk, which really helped with my day. Talking about my feelings with my husband. Sometimes I tend to kind of push stuff down. So I'm trying to talk with him more about how I'm feeling, reaching out to friends, which is also something that's hard for me. But also just fucking being angry and irritable and knowing that that is just going to come out. How about you? Do you feel like you are finding ways to kind of like process it and be with it?
Video games.
Yeah, I mean, same.
Like, honestly, if you can lose yourself in a video game, this is something that my husband has been like trying to get me to understand for 6 years, how he can like, how like video games are such a good distraction for him, and he just like loses himself in a video game, and I just never grasped it until I started playing Animal Crossing. So maybe try a video game.
Or yeah, some sort of mental escape.
Yep, a mental escape I think is so needed right now, because yeah. I also try to sit with my anger and just allow myself to be angry, but sometimes I just need to forget that this is all happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's my...
How are other people dealing with it?
Yeah, that's my coping mechanism.
Yeah, I think that's a good one, Dory. I mean, you know, I've been very deep into my video
game.
Oh,
yes.
Video game habit.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I will say one thing that did make me feel empowered was our activity of the day.
Yes. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I wanted to share with listeners who may not have seen or listened to it, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's speech that she delivered today at the time of recording on July 23rd, after a fellow congressperson referred to her as a fucking bitch after an altercation on the steps of Congress. And her response to me is very, it's nonpartisan and very empowering as a woman of any political beliefs to listen to, and has made me reflect on all the times I have been spoken to in the same way by men. So I recommend any person of any identity listen to it and feel empowered by her words. I thought it was really inspiring to listen to her speak up in this way.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And I will also say, for anyone who might want to hear her on this show, we've tried.
We have. If you have a connection, if you have a connection to AOC and you can help us get her on the show.
She talks about her skincare routine on Instagram. I have actively watched
her.
Please,
please reach out to us. We would love to have her on.
Yes. We want to talk those things with her.
Well, all right.
On that note.
Kate, it's been a pleasure as always.
Dory, same. Can't wait to talk to you again. I'm trying to think of a dill pun, but none are coming to mind. So I'll get back to you on it.
Dill or no dill? Let's make a dill.
Oh, God damn it. See? Dill or no dill?
I mean, my answer would be no dill. Wow. Is this going off the rails? Maybe.
You know what? It's okay. It's okay. Thank you all for listening.
Bye.
Bye.